Are you ready for high school baseball live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton Schools, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, it's high school baseball right here on WKHM.
To Adrian College for live coverage of the high school baseball playoffs. Our next matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the University Liggett Knights here in the state quarterfinals. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks again for joining me here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Very exciting game earlier this morning as Lumen Christi able to outlast the Onsted Wildcats 2-1 in 9 innings. That's right. 7 innings, not enough to determine a victor in that one. Just tied 1-1, and it was well into the ninth inning that Onsted starter Xavier Gibbs finally hit his pitch count. He was pitching phenomenally all game long. And once they had to turn to their bullpen, Lumen was able to strike two runners on and in scoring position, and the game ended on an error. A wild throw from the second baseman to the catcher home, trying to prevent the runner from scoring, and the throw was wild, and that's what led to the 2-1 victory for the Lumen Christi Titans. Meanwhile, the other side, the University Liggett Knights, they were able to defeat the Ida Blue Streaks with a score of 7-6, able to lead pretty much the whole game. They jumped out in that one to a several-run lead early before Ida was able to get their offense back going. It was 3-0 in the top of the second inning. Ida came back with one run in the bottom of the second, top of the third. University Liggett at one, led 4-1, and then Ida came back with a 3-run third inning to tie the game at 4. And then University Liggett scored their last 3 runs there in the top of the fourth inning before their offense fizzled out the rest of the game. Ida was able to make a late push in that one, 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, but just could not get anything going in that seventh inning, as Ida saw their season end in that 7-6 loss. And University Liggett, they have a lot of talented hitters in that lineup, and for pitching, they use 2 different pitchers in that one. And it's kind of interesting. I don't believe they use their ace in that game. So depending on how good this University Liggett pitcher is for this game, because that's kind of the interesting part about how to handle these postseason tournaments. You're playing multiple games in the same day. You know, do you want to use your best pitcher in the first game so that you can have a better chance of advancing to that second game, or do you want to, you know, look on your second or third best arms in the first game and roll the dice, and then you have a better chance of winning the second game if you save your best arm for the second game. So it's kind of interesting. And for Lumen, they'll be starting this second game with Nathan Hinckley on the mound after using 3 different pitchers in that first game. Of course, being Wes Learned, Timmy Crowley, and then closing the game out with Brody Gregory. Brody Gregory, of course, ended up being the winning pitcher in that one, pitching the last 3 innings in that one, the seventh inning onward. So going through the starting lineups here at Adrian College, as Lumen will once again be the home team for this game, as they were in that first game. Evidently advantageous for them, as Onsted, I mean, they were still able to walk it off. They still had, you know, couldn't get anything going. It's not like Lumen had to rally at any point per se, but still always advantageous to be the home team in these postseason games. So won't be able to take a break here for the national anthem. So I'm just going to crank the audio here, and we're going to listen to the playing of the national anthem here at Adrian College. There you go. There was the national anthem here at Adrian College. As we're ready to get this one underway, we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. And then when we come back, we'll have first pitch for you between University Liggett and the Lumen Christi Titans here in the state quarterfinals on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back here to Adrian College for the state quarterfinals between the two regional champions here, the Lumen Christi Titans and the University Liggett Knights. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM as we're set to get underway in this first inning. Brought to you by American Title Company. Lumen, as I mentioned, the home team for this game. University Liggett, the road team, and therefore batting first, led off by their shortstop, Javion Gray. Lumen in their same cream-colored uniforms with green numbers trimmed in white, trimmed in black, I beg your pardon, with the green ball caps, the gold brim and the gold LC as the logo. University Liggett with their all baby blue uniforms, jerseys and pants with red numbers trimmed in white, the red ball caps with the white UL logo on them. First pitch from Nathan Hinckley getting the start in this one is low for ball one. 1-0 pitch, that one also below the zone. 2-0 count to Javion Gray as we go through the University Liggett batting order. Gray at shortstop, followed by Deegan Barr at second, and Andrew Johnson, the catcher. Next pitch. Fastball misses high. Nathan Hinckley on the mound behind 3-0 to start this game here to Javion Gray. 3-0. That one called. Strike one, bottom of the zone. Gray taking all the way, looking for that walk. But it's a 3-1 count now. Next pitch, 3-1. Swinging a grounder hard. This one gets to the shortstop. Gaston bobbled it initially and then able to make a hard throw across the diamond just in time for out number one. Good job by Gaston on the recovery to see the play through and make the nice throw for the out. Here's the second baseman, Deegan Barr. Middle three of the University Liggett order is the pitcher, Jackson Fetter, left fielder, Ravi Hines, and the third baseman, Kanan Taylor. First pitch now to Barr. Fastball misses away off the plate for the right-handed hitter. It's ball one. Bottom three for University Liggett is the first baseman, Landon Metzger, center fielder, Sam Van Cullen, and the right fielder, Eddie Narva. Pitch in the dirt for ball two. Head coach is Jay Ritchie for University Liggett. Cloud coverage and haze here in Adrian, but beautiful weather otherwise. 2-0. Low and away, ball three, so back-to-back hitters. Nathan Hinckley falls behind at 3-0. Warning issued to the University Liggett dugout. Not afraid to make a ton of noise. Throughout the game, they made a ton of noise trying to throw off the Ida players throughout their first game today, and the fastball misses inside for ball four. Four-pitch walk to Deegan Barr. And University Liggett has a one-out base runner on first. No score yet here in the top of the first inning, brought to you by American Title Company in the state quarterfinals. Springs in the catcher, Andrew Johnson. Left-handed hitter. First pitch, fastball off the plate. And then a quick pop-up by Kalahar to try to stop Barr in the event he attempted to steal second. Looks like he was going to go initially, but he put up the brakes quickly. Klee gets the call. Quick glance over his left shoulder. And now the 1-0. Fastball on the outside half of the plate. Called strike one. In the stretch, 1-1. That one misses low and in. A little bit of a back hop there for Johnson to get out of the way. Two balls and a strike. Hinckley struggling to stay in and around the strike zone to start this game, as this time he gets the outside corner. Called strike two. Looking for the second out, and best case scenario, get some soft contact in the infield and try to get the inning-ending double play. And now Johnson calling time at the plate, steps out for a moment, and now back in. Here we go, 2-2. Fastball low and away. Full count, 3-2. Andrew Johnson, the catcher, in his last game, went 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a walk. Next one, swinging a line drive, slicing foul in left field over the bullpen. Remains a 3-2 full count. Quick glance over the left shoulder. Another payoff here. Swinging a foul tapper along the first baseline as the runner went. He's going to have to head back to first on that foul ball. Are they saying there was a balk by Nathan Hinckley? Huh. Because they are allowing the runner to move up. So I think they waved off that pitch, even though it was fouled away. I think the balk was called by the home plate umpire just before that pitch. So Egan Barr now on second base with one out. 3-2 full count to the catcher, Andrew Johnson, here in the top of the first inning, brought to you by American Title Company. No score yet. University, Liggett, and Lumen. State quarterfinals. Winner advances to a Thursday game. Semifinals at Michigan State. Next pitch called. Strike three. Fastball on the outside half. And there's out number two of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. This brings in the starting pitcher, Jackson Fetter. Runner on second with two outs. Still a lot of noise being made by that University Liggett dugout trying to throw off Hinckley, trying to intimidate him, if you will, into putting one over the heart of the plate. Gets the pitch call in the stretch. Hinckley 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fetter behind the fastball right there. Count even at one. Fetter 0-2 in the game against Ida. 7-6 win. With a hit by pitch and a run scored. Now Fetter calls time at the plate. He stands back in. Hinckley once ago ready on the hill. 1-1 on its way. Swing and a foul tip. And it's a 1-2 count. Hinckley, opportunity to get out of this first inning unscathed here, despite being initially, at least, a little shaky with his command with that one-out walk. And then the balk that advanced that base runner to second base. 1-2 to Fetter. That one misses up and in. Stolen base attempt of third. And the runner is in safely. Egan Barr swipes third. And the first run of the game stands 90 feet away here. Two outs, Jackson Fetter, a 2-2 count at the plate. Hinckley ready to go once more in the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a miss, back-to-back strikeouts for Nathan Hinckley. Retires that runner at third base. Strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. No score yet, bottom of the first inning. Between Lumen Christie and University Liggett, coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
0-0, bottom of the first inning here at Adrian College for the high school baseball state quarterfinals between Lumen Christie and University Liggett. Out of Grosse Pointe Woods, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Bottom of the first inning brought to you by American Title Company. As Jackson Fetter, for the Knights, throwing out the last of his warm-up pitches. A little bit of a sidearm delivery for this right-hander. as Paul Sattler ready to lead us off for the Titans. Let's go through the batting order for Lumen. Sattler from third base, followed by Brody Gregory at second. Benny Gaston at short. Middle three is the pitcher, Nathan Hinckley. Catcher, Cash Kalahar. And right fielder, Wes Learned. And then the bottom three, first baseman, Timmy Crowley. Left fielder, Gibson Shore. And the center fielder, Jack Fitzpatrick. Head coach of the Titans is Derek Tracy. Right-handed pitcher against left-handed hitter to start the bottom of the first. First pitch called strike one on the outside edge. A one the count for Paul Sattler. A one on its way. Swing and a fly ball. This one going to left center field. And that one will be in the glove of the leaping Ravi Hines. Wow. He kind of took a little bit of a hop. Cap flew off. And able to kind of rob a hit there from Paul Sattler. This brings in the second baseman, Brody Gregory. Base is empty. One out. No score yet. Bottom of the first, brought to you by American Title Company. As we got a line drive in a left field. This time it drops ahead of Hines. And it's a one-out single for Brody Gregory. First base hit of the game against Jackson Fetter. This brings in Benny Gaston. Lumen trying to get their offense working a lot more in this one. Again, absolutely phenomenal pitching in the last game by Xavier Gibbs of Onstead. Runner goes, pitches in the zone for a strike. Meanwhile, Gregory is able to slide in feet first, safely to second base for the steal. So Lumen Christie, a runner in scoring position now with one away in the bottom of the first inning, trying to strike first in this state quarterfinal. Trying to advance to the state final four. First pitch bounces in the dirt. I should say the next pitch. The first 1-1 is in there for a strike on that stolen base. One ball, one strike now for the shortstop, Benny Gaston. In the stretch, 1-1, swinging a pop out of play to the left-hand side, and it's a 1-2 count. Benny Gaston, 1-for-3 in this morning's win over Onstead. A single, a walk, and a stolen base. Fetter in the stretch, 1-2 on its way. Way off the plate on the fastball. Count runs even at 2. Decent lead by Gregory there off second base. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and Gaston goes down swinging for the second out. First strikeout of the game for Jackson Fetter. Brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Nathan Hinckley now. Chance to drive in the go-ahead run with two outs. Lumen and University Liggett, no score yet here in the bottom of the first inning. Called for strike. Low and away, righty pitcher, righty hitter. One. That one taken low and away. Good take there. A little bit of a break to that one. One ball, one strike. In the stretch, 1-1. Taken low and away. Ball two. Two balls and a strike for Nathan Hinckley at the plate. Runner on second with two outs. Bottom of the first, no score yet. And a step-off pickoff move at second with Gregory able to dive back in time. Still 2-1 here for Nathan Hinckley. Waiting to get his pitch. Fetter in the stretch. 2-1. That one called strike two, top of the zone. Hinckley able to retire a runner in scoring position in the top of this inning, and now Fetter accordingly trying to do the same. 2-2. Called strike three. That one right down the middle, and it just froze Hinckley up. Couldn't pull the trigger. And the side is retired. Gregory, after that one-out single, stranded at second base. That second strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House there from Jackson Fetter. No score yet. Top of the second inning coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
0-0 between Lumen Christi and University Liggett in the baseball state quarterfinals here from Adrian College. Connor Dockery on WKHM. I'd like to thank Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing for their support in today's coverage. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Knights in the top of the second inning. Led off by the left fielder, Ravi Hines. Hinckley's still on the hill, of course. Two strikeouts, a walk, no hits, no runs there in that first inning. First pitch of the inning on its way. Called strike one on the outside half of the plate. And a nice located changeup. Oh-1 on its way. That one bounces in the dirt just ahead of home plate. Count runs even at one apiece. Ravi Hines in the last game, as we got a swing and a foul there in the glove. 1-2. Went 2-for-3, single, double, run batted in, and a run scored. Not bad there, middle of the lineup for University Liggett. Here's the 1-2 on its way. Swinging a pop into foul territory. Timmy Crowley gets under it, and he makes the catch, kind of falling backwards. He underestimated where it was going to land, but made the play all the same for the first out. Leadoff hitter retired, and this brings in the third baseman, Kanan Taylor. Another lefty in this University Liggett batting order. Wind up in the pitch from Hinckley. Swing and a tapper foul along the first baseline. Falls behind 0-1. Kanan Taylor had a couple nice plays defensively at third base in that first game against Ida. 7-6 win. Got a swing and another pop foul out of play. 0-2. He also brought in the first runs of the game for University Liggett in that first game with a triple, a two-run triple, and eventually came in to score the third run of that second inning. 0-2. Fastball off the plate. He holds, and it's a ball. One ball, two strikes for Kanan Taylor. One, two on its way. Swinging a fly ball to center field. Fitzpatrick coming in, and it's actually the shortstop, Benny Gaston, that flares out there and makes the catch. Got the good read off the bat. Base is empty. Two outs now for University Liggett in the top of the second inning. This brings in the first baseman, Landon Metzger. He was a designated hitter for the team in the first game. First pitch from Hinkley. Fastball misses high for ball one. University Liggett 22-12-2 on the season. Another highly ranked team for Division III, just like Lumen. As we got a fastball taken inside for ball two. Of course, 12 losses on the season, but they're losses to some of the most talented teams in the state, including upper division teams. 2-0, swing and a tapper foul along the third baseline. Makes the count 2-1. This team's actually split games with Lumen this season. Back on April 8th, 3-0 win and a 6-0 loss. Two, one on its way to Metzger. Swinging a pop out of play foul. Count runs even at two. Base is empty, two outs. No score yet at the top of the second. This was actually a Division II team last year as well. Made it to the state quarterfinals there as well, losing to Trenton there in Division II. Next pitch misses high and inside. Metzger ducking out of the way of that one, and the count runs full, 3-2. Here comes the two-out payoff from Hinkley. Swinging a pop to the left side in foul territory. Is it playable? It is, and it's in the glove of Paul Sattler for the third out. Three hitters, three pop-outs, and we now go to the bottom of the second inning. Still no score in the state quarterfinals between Lumen Christie and University Liggett. Back in 60 seconds, you've got high school baseball playoffs here on WKHM.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
0-0, bottom of the second inning in the state quarterfinals at Adrian College between Lumen Christie and University Liggett. Connor Dockery on WKHM. We would like to thank Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix for their support in today's coverage. 5-6-7 due up for Lumen, led off by the catcher Cash Kalahar against Jackson Fetter on the hill. Immediately swings, lines one to center field, and it's immediately into the glove of Van Cullen. Doesn't have to move much. And there's the first out quickly. Springs in Wes Learned, right fielder for the Lumen Christie Titans. Again, got the game one start on the hill, went three innings. Looked pretty solid. as the first pitch drops just below the zone. No swing from Learned, and it's ball one. Next one, fastball off. Ooh, called strike one. I don't agree with that one. A little bit far off the plate. 1-1 count. Wine in the pitch. Swinging a pop out of play. Foul. 1-2. You got this, Wes. Learned in the first game today against Onstead. 1-for-3 with a single and a sacrifice bunt. 1-2. Swinging a grounder right back to Fetter on the hill. Takes a couple steps before making the underhanded delivery to Metzger at first to secure the second out. Bases empty, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. No score yet in our state quarterfinal today. Timmy Crowley at the plate now. Trying to keep the inning alive. First pitch. That one breaking off the plate and taken for ball one. That one taken up and in for ball two. Love those batting gloves, by the way, from Timmy Crowley. They're white with a nice shiny gold trim. Nice contrast there with the cream and green uniforms there by Lumen Christie. 2-0 from Fetter. That one's off the plate as well. 3-0. Advantageous count for Timmy Crowley. Couple practice swings out of the box before getting back in. 3-0. Taken high on the fastball. 4-pitch walk. First walk issued by Jackson Fetter in this one. And the bottom of the second stays alive for Lumen. Runner on first, two outs, no score yet. Gibby Shore, left fielder, to start this game. Played in right field and at second base in game one. First pitch gets away from the catcher, Johnson, and that's going to move Crowley up to second. That's a passed ball. This moves Crowley into scoring position. Another chance for Lumen to try to get that first run on the board. 1-0 the count for Shore. Rocking the pencil-designed bat. Step out of the box for Shore. He gets back in now. 1-0 on its way. Swinging a pop to the right side of the infield. Barr gets under it from second, and he makes the catch. Shielding off the hazy sun here in Adrian. And the side is retired. One runner for Lumen in each of the first and second innings. Both of them retired. And the score remains at a zero for both these teams. Going into the top of the third inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got boys high school baseball here on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
0-0, top of the third inning in our state quarterfinal at Adrian College. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, 8-9-1 due up for University Liggett in this third inning, led off by the center fielder Sam Van Cullen. Bit of a check swing there on the first pitch, and he fouled it off anyways. Here's the 0-1 late check swing. Broke the plane on that pitch below the zone and quickly falls behind 0-2 to Nathan Hinckley. 0-2. Check swing again. This time he held up, and that was a fastball above the zone for ball one. Hinckley, another instance of looks like he's settled in a little bit and getting a little bit shaky the first couple hitters, but able to still keep University Liggett off the board. Threw a ton of balls there in that first inning, but doing a lot better now, throwing strikes and getting ahead in counts, specifically as another ball off the plate, 2-2 for Sam Van Cullen. 2-2, taken up and in on the fastball. Gets some groans from the Lumen supporters to my left, and it's a 3-2 full count. Here comes the payoff. Swing and a grounder. This one rolls to second base. Gregory over to Crowley in time for out number one. Here's the 9-hole hitter, the right fielder Eddie Narva. Another right-handed hitter. Nathan Hinckley in the first inning ground out, and then a walk, a balk, and a steal got Deegan Barr to third base, and then back-to-back strikeouts to recover nicely with University Liggett threatening there. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Narva. All behind 0-1. And, of course, retired University Liggett in order in the last inning. Now retired six straight batters as we've got a check swing fouled off on the left-hand side. Falls behind 0-2. You got him now. Hinckley, an opportunity to retire his seventh straight batter. Trying to keep these runners off the bases. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number three for Nathan Hinckley. And there's out number two of the inning. That strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Bring back the top of the order with the shortstop, Javion Gray. Bases empty, two outs. No score yet in the state quarterfinals, top of the third inning. Wind up in the pitch, taken in the dirt, low and away, ball one. Gray is 0-for-1 in this game, grounded out to start the game in the top of the first. Fastball taken on the inside half of the plate, called first strike. I'm not going to lie, that one looked a little far inside. Hinckley won't argue. One on the way to Gray. Low and away on the fastball, 2-1. Javion Gray struggled in his last game, the 7-6 win over Ida, 0-for-4 with a strikeout. One, make it 2-1, that one misses inside again, 3-1. Trying to get back in the zone here, Hinckley. And a step off for Hinckley on the hill. Gray steps out of the box. A couple practice swings. Quick point to the sky, and he steps back in. 3-1. Swinging a grounder. This one, the third baseman, Sattler, picks it up. Throw across the diamond in time. Nice stretch out there for Crowley to make that low grab. And for the second inning in a row, University Liggett retired in order. And that is also nine straight batters retired for Nathan Hinckley. No score yet. Bottom of the third inning coming your way in 60 seconds. You've got the boys baseball state quarterfinals here on WKHM.
Brewed zero carbs.
For what's
only 80 calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next. Bud Light Next. The first zero carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light Next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next. The first zero carb beer is here. Bud Light Next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Next Beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab. As we're still looking for our first score, Lumen 9-1-2 due up here against University Liggett in the state quarterfinal at Adrian College. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. If you've been tuning in since 10 o'clock, Game 1 on our sister station, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Thank you for joining us. We got a quick grounder to third base. Throw across from Taylor to Metzger in time to retire Fitzpatrick, our leadoff hitter. And this brings back the top of the order for the Titans with the third baseman, Paul Sattler. Got another pitcher's duel brewing here between Jackson Fetter and Nathan Hinckley. Much like it was in game one between Xavier Gibbs and three different Titans. As the fastball in there for strike one. I feel like pitchers are really getting that outside edge, that left side of the plate. Consistently, both pitchers, I feel like, have gotten away with a little bit of extra room there. As the next pitch taken low on the fastball for ball one. Sattler lined out in the first inning. He's 0 for 1 in this one. 1-1. That one's taken away and low. 2-1. University Liggett used two different pitchers in their first game today against Ida. Fastball taken right down Main Street, called strike two. It's a 2-2 count for Sattler. Bases empty, one out. No score yet. Called strike three. Another one right down the middle. Froze up Sattler. Third strikeout of the game for Jackson Fetter. Brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. And he retires the first two hitters here in the bottom of the third inning. Here is the second baseman, Brody Gregory. First pitch, whoa, that's going to run in and get him on the back. He's going to take first base on that one. All three innings, Lumen getting that base runner on. Let's see if Benny Gaston can come through here for the green and gold. Both Ida and University Liggett struggled with hitting batters in their game earlier today. Pickoff move at first. Gregory dives in safely. Benny Gaston 0 for 1. He was the first strikeout victim of Fetter in this one. Back in the first inning. Another pickoff move at first with Gregory diving in again safely. Lumen's dugout making a bunch of noise trying to counter that of University Liggett whenever they are at the plate. First pitch here. A little bit of a pitch out right there. High fastball. Gregory not taking second that time. He did steal second in the first inning. Extends his lead. Now another pickoff move. Fetter really keeping an eye at first base with Brody Gregory there. Trying to distract him from pitching, of course. Pitch runs in and gets Gaston now. Ooh. Looks like he's in pain a little bit there, but then he ends up sprinting all the way to first base. Shakes off that pain right there. Good move there by Gaston there. Back-to-back hit batters by Jackson Fetter. Base runners on first and second with two outs in the bottom of the third with Nathan Hinckley at the plate. Great spot here for Lumen to get on the board first in this game. Of course, in the first game, Lumen did not get their one run until the fourth inning as the first pitch here breaks just off the plate. They're going to give him the outside corner. Strike one called against Nathan Hinckley. Better ready to go in the stretch. Quick glance at second. Next delivery here. That's going to get the same spot. Clipping the outside part of the plate. Called second strike. Hinckley 0 for 4. Reached on an error and scored a run. In game one, he's due today. 0 for 2. That pitch is taken above the zone for ball one on the fastball. Two on, two out, no score yet in the bottom of the third. Lumen threatening a little bit here against University Liggett in the state quarterfinals. Couple glances at second. Here's the 1-2. That one's taken low. Back-to-back good takes there for Nathan Hinckley. Count runs even at two. Had to play hero earlier in the postseason. Walk-off homer against Hanover Horton in a scare. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop. Underhanded delivery at second base. Gets the force out. And the side is retired. So Lumen with two on this time. They still can't bring one across. And feels like deja vu right here. Nobody scoring yet through three innings. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
0-0 now in the top of the fourth inning. Lumen Christie and University Liggett in the state quarterfinals. Winner advances to the semifinals Thursday morning, I believe at 9 o'clock there at MSU. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. This fourth inning brought to you by Prime Cuts. 2, 3, and 4 due up for the Knights, led off by the second baseman, Deegan Barr. First pitch on the way, fastball off the plate. Ball one. Walked in the first inning. Made it all the way up to third base on a balk and a steal, but was not able to score. 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, this one going deep, slicing foul, and it bangs off the top of the dugout benches. Make it the bullpen benches there. One ball, one strike now for Barr. Loud foul there. Has to make the long walk all the way back to the plate. He was running already rounding first there at that time. University Liggett's dugout chanting his name, Deegan Barr. Trying to get the leadoff base runner on. Not able to do so through three innings as the next pitch misses for ball two. Two-one on its way from Hinckley. Fastball low and away, 3-1. Trying to avoid the leadoff walk. 3-1 on its way. Ooh, that one missed inside. Barr spinning out of the way of that one. And he has walked for the second time in this one. Both of Hinckley's walks are that player right there at first now. That also breaks Hinckley's streak of eight consecutive hitters retired. This brings in the catcher, Andrew Johnson. First pitch fastball off the plate for ball one.
Turn it, let's turn it. Let him hit it, turn it.
Johnson 0 for 1. First inning strikeout, first of three strikeouts for Nathan Hinckley there. Quick glance off the plate. 1-0 swing and a foul out of play. Over to the highway. One ball, one strike. Johnson in the 7-6 win over Ida. 0-3 with a strikeout and a walk. 1-1. Called strike. Runner goes, and he is safe at second. Throw was on time, but slightly offline there. Made it a little bit of an awkward move there for Benny Gaston to kind of catch it and spin around and try to tag the runner. So that's a stolen base for Deegan Barr. Runner on second with no outs in the top of the fourth inning. 1-2 count for Andrew Johnson. Now he calls time. Stands back in. Couple practice swings. Quick glance at second for Hinckley. 1-2 on its way. Taken below the zone. Bounces in the dirt. Good block by Kalahar. Preventing movement there on second base. 2-2 count now for Andrew Johnson. More noises. Interesting noises made there by the Knights dugout. 2-2. Swinging a line drive. This one going deep to left field. And that's going to be finding the grass. And it bounces out of play. That's an automatic double. And this will bring in the first run of the game. 1-0. University Liggett over Lumen Christie. On that RBI brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. A one-run double. Andrew Johnson bounced and then went out of play there in left field. This brings in the pitcher, Jackson Fetter. There's going to be a pinch runner as well at second base in the form of Cameron Weitengruber. He actually came in as the relief pitcher for University Liggett in their win 7-6. Over Ida. First pitch to Fetter. Swing and a foul tip. Falls behind 0-1. Fetter also 0-1. He struck out in his first plate appearance back in the first inning. Runner on second. Nobody out. 1-0. University Liggett over Lumen. State quarterfinals. Next pitch called strike two on the outside part of the plate. looking to get this first out of the inning. Next one in there, taken up and in, ball one. So that last one-run double by Andrew Johnson, of course, not only the first run of the game, but also the first hit allowed by Hinkley in this start. Through three innings and change. In the stretch, quick glance at second. 1-2. That one taken low and away. Looked close, 2-2. Trying to grow the University Liggett lead. Hinkley in the stretch, 2-2. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop. Throw across the diamond in time. Gaston to Crowley for the first out. However, that advances the base runner up to third base. The pinch runner, Cameron Weitengruber. So a productive ground out, if you will. Insurance run standing 90 feet away. Runner on third with one out. University Liggett leads 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Brought to you by Prime Cuts. Now at the plate, it's Ravi Hines, the left fielder. Swinging a tapper, foul, just foul along the third baseline. Didn't get the friendly bounce there. And it's 0-1. Popped out to lead off the second inning for University Liggett. 0-1 from Hinkley. Fastball off the plate. 1-1. Ready to go in the stretch. Quick glance up at third. 1-1. Swing and a tapper. Shortstop. Throw home to get the out. And gets the tag. Saves the run. That's going to get some... get some gray hairs out of Coach Jay Ritchie of University Liggett. Could have had still the runner on third with two outs, but now just a runner on first with two outs. Ravi Hines at first base on fielder's choice. 1-0 University Liggett. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Now at the plate, it's Kanan Taylor, the third baseman, who looks at a fastball up and away for ball one. Another lefty hitter. In the stretch. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a pop up and behind us out of play. Count runs even at one. University Liggett defeated Detroit Pershing 20-0, Detroit Edison 3-2, and Ecorse 8-3 before their 7-6 win over Ida. We got a line drive to right field, and that one's into the glove of the leaping Wes Learned to retire the side, but University Liggett strikes first on an Andrew Johnson one-run double. And it's 1-0, bottom of the fourth inning coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0 University Liggett over Lumen Christi here in the bottom of the fourth inning, brought to you by Prime Cuts. Connor Dockery with you from Adrian College in the state quarterfinals. 5-6-7 due up for the Titans. Cash Kalahar, the catcher, leading us off against Jackson Fetter. Doing some good work so far. Lumen's been able to consistently get base runners in each of the three previous innings, but looking for that big swing. So far, Fetter, three innings, no runs, one hit, three strikeouts, one walk, and two hit batters. First pitch to Kalahar. Taking strike one, top of the zone, looked high. Oh, one on its way. That one in the dirt. Cash Kalahar 0 for 1. He lined out in the second inning. One. Swinging a tapper along the third baseline. Gloved by Taylor. Throw across the diamond. A nice stretch. And that one actually pulled Metzger off the bag as he made the catch. And Kalahar is safe. Now Coach Jay Ritchie is going to come out and have a chat with that first base umpire. Not happy with that call. Yeah, I could see where he got that. Yeah, just really had to stretch out, but evidently the moment that Kalahar was stepping on first, his foot was just pulled off the bag, and Metzger, of course, not happy with that call at the time. And now the umpires are meeting right here to chat about it. So we'll see. All right, they confirm the call, safe at first. It's a close play, but it's going to be an error to get Lumen their first hitter of the inning on. This brings in Wes Learn. Showing bunt right here, but taps it foul behind home plate. And it's 0-1. He's 0-1 in this one. A ground out back to the pitcher. Back in the second inning. A couple glances over the left shoulder for Fetter. 0-1. Another bunt attempt. Popped foul behind. Learned falls behind 0-2. Tying run for Lumen stands at first base, trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fetter trying to make sure that error doesn't cost his Knights. Oh, 2 to Learn. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to the second baseman. Underhanded throw for the force out at second. And then the relay throw to first. Not in time. University Liggett trying for the double play. But they only get one. This brings in the first baseman, Timmy Crowley. Runner on first with one out. Lumen trailing 1-0 in the state quarterfinal. Crowley walked in his last plate appearance, the only walk so far given up by Jackson Fetter. And a quick step out right here before Crowley gets back in at the plate. In the stretch. And now the runner going, Learned is stranded, and he is going to be caught out at second. A great pickoff there by Jackson Fetter. And just like that, bases are empty with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Crowley. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to center field to Van Cullen. Gets under it and makes the catch. And just like that, somehow, some way, Lumen gets retired in order after that leadoff error. 1-0 University Liggett over Lumen, top of the fifth inning, coming your way next in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921. Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0, University Liggett over the Lumen Christi Titans in the state quarterfinal at Adrian College. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Fifth inning now brought to you by Tom Coffey's Soft Water, as 789 is due up for University Liggett. Led off by their first baseman, Landon Metzger. First pitch is a swing and a tapper foul along the first baseline. Ball's behind 0-1. Hinkley. One run on one hit, three strikeouts and two walks so far in this one. That leadoff walk is what ended up becoming University Liggett's lone run in the last inning. Pitch is fouled, and now it's 0-2 for Landon Metzger, who's 0-1. He popped out in the second inning. Here's the 0-2 on its way. Low one away, not tempted by that one. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to shallow left field, and it'll be into the glove of Gibson Shore for the first out. I'd like to thank Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix for their support in today's coverage. Lead off runner retired. 1-0 University Liggett. Here's Sam Van Cullen, as the breaking pitch misses off the plate for ball one. Hinkley, 1-0 throw. That one misses up and in, and a duck out of the way by Van Cullen. 2-0. Grounded out to lead off the third inning. Here's the 2-0. That one misses below the zone. Ball three. Hinkley trying to avoid issuing another free pass here, especially with the top of the order lurking a couple batters away. 3-0. That one called strike one right down Main Street. Van Cullen taking all the way there. Three one on its way. Fastball high, and it's a five-pitch walk. Third walk issued by Hinkley. Runner on first with one out, 1-0 University Liggett lead in the top of the fifth inning. This brings in the number nine hitter. Well, usually is Eddie Norva, but he's looks like going to be replaced by a pinch hitter right here, in the form of Mark Abdul-Nawar. First pitch up and in for ball one. A Eddie Norva in this spot struck out swinging in the third inning. 1-0. Swinging a grounder. This one caught there. Force out at second. And then the throw across the diamond. In time for the double play. Phenomenal play. Benny Gaston. A phenomenal diving catch. Backhanded throw to Gregory. And then over to Crowley. Just in time for the double play. Impressive defense by the Titans. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lumen trailing 1-0 here on WKHM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
1-0, University Liggett over the Lumen Christi Titans here in the bottom of the fifth, state quarterfinals at Adrian College. Connor Dockery hanging out with you on this Saturday afternoon. Here on WKHM, bottom of the fifth inning brought to you by Tom Coffey's Soft Water. 8-9-1 due up in the inning. Led off by the left fielder Gibson Shore. Jackson Fetter still on the hill for University Leggett. No runs on one hit, three strikeouts, one walk, two hit batters. First pitch to Shore. That one taken high for ball one. Shore popped out to end the second inning. 0-1 in this one. 1-0. That one right down the middle. Called first strike. Gibson Shore in his last game. 0-3 with a walk. And he was actually the one at the plate. When the winning run came in to score, he grounded it to the second baseman with the runner on third. The Onstead second baseman tried to throw him out at home to prevent the run from scoring and the game from ending, but the throw was wild, and that was that. Feld pitch out of play here, 1-2 for Gibson Shore. Next pitch, swinging a fly ball to shallow right field, and it's going to be in the glove with a little effort there from Abdul Noor. There's the first out. Center fielder Jack Fitzpatrick at the plate now. 0-1 with a third inning ground out. Be huge if he were able to get on base with the number one hitter, Paul Settler, just around the corner as he pops one right at home plate. Johnson able to take the mask off and make the catch as the catcher there for a quick out number two. And here's Paul Sattler trying to keep the inning going for Lumen. Especially getting through this key part of the order. Lumen in this one running out of time to try to make something happen against Jackson Fetter, trailing 1-0. They've consistently had base runners in the game as we've got a grounder to the shortstop. Gray across the diamond. Oh my goodness. That is awful. That is just awful. Paul Sattler well in time at first base, but they're going to say that the throw was evidently in time. They got robbed of a call like that in the first game as well in extra innings. Ooh, Wow, that's awful. That's an awful way to end the inning. And we go into the top of the sixth inning. Lumen still trailing 1-0 on WKHM.
Attention homeowners, investors, and property seekers. BNR Real Estate Group has become more powerful for your buying and selling needs by transforming into Coldwell Banker by Swinger Realty Group. Coldwell Banker is the number one global brand for real estate, guiding people home since 1906. Still veteran-owned by Doug Byswinger, they have the same local agents with better tools to assist their clients. Coldwell Banker, Byswinger Realty Group, oh, they did it again. Another home sold. You could be next. Located at 1331 Horton Road, online at mirealestatepro.com.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
1-0, University Liggett still hanging on here in front of Lumen Christi in the state quarterfinals. Here at Adrian College, now the top of the sixth inning. Brought to you by Michigan First Credit Union. Experience the difference. 1-2-3 due up, led off by the shortstop Javion Gray. And we got a pitching change here as well. Wes Learned now pitching in relief of Nathan Hinckley, who pitched the first five innings. Learned went the first three innings in game one as well, as we got immediately a pop in foul territory. And the catch is made, falling backwards again by Timmy Crowley. Another great catch. One out on one pitch there. And Gray is retired. Deegan Barr now at the plate. So Nathan Hinckley in five innings. One run, one hit, three strikeouts, three walks. Mostly decent stuff there for Hinckley. Again, only allowing the one run despite some traffic on the bases throughout the innings, as the first pitch now to Barr gets the inside part of the plate for a called first strike. 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. 0-2 count now. O-2 on its way from Learned. Ooh, that's going to run in and get him. Ooh, Deegan Barr is writhing in pain. Got him on the top of the back. And coaches are going to check up on him. Yeah, ooh, that one did not look good. So he's going to be able to stand up under his own power and then sprints to first base. So good job there by Deegan Barr. Able to shrug off getting beamed by that fastball right in the top of his back. So he is at first base with one out. Here's Andrew Johnson. He's the one who came through for the lone run of the game. A one-run double back in the fourth inning to put University Liggett in front 1-0. First pitch, right down the middle, called for a strike. Now we're going to have a time here as Andrew Johnson has to adjust his ankle guard on his right ankle with the lefty hitter. 0-1 count. Next pitch from Learned. Above the zone for a ball. Runner on first with one out, 1-0 University Liggett lead. One on its way. Swing and a line drive, right center field, and that's going to be in the glove. Great read by Fitzpatrick right off the bat to get in the right spot and get that second out. Hard contact off the bat. That one could have done damage. And now Jackson Fetter at the plate. 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout, trying to keep the top of the sixth alive for the Knights. First pitch, fastball just above the zone for ball one. Egan Barr, the runner at first, with two outs. First pitch here off. Runner goes. Throw to second. Ooh, throw is in time, but Brody Gregory just couldn't haul that one in. That's a steal by Deegan Barr. His third steal of the game, as a matter of fact. And it's a 1-1 count for Jackson Fetter. Make it 2-0, I beg your pardon. 2-0 on its way. Swing and a grounder. This goes to the shortstop. Throw across the diamond. Gaston to Crowley in time. And that stolen base does not bite the Titans. It remains 1-0. Bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got the boys' high school baseball state quarterfinals on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Still 1-0, now in the bottom of the sixth inning of the state quarterfinals here at Adrian College. Boom and Christie trailing, but if they're going to come through, it's got to be right here. Sixth inning brought to you by Michigan First Credit Union. Experience the difference. 2, 3, and 4 due up for Lumen Christie. Brody Gregory leading us off. Got to find a way to break through Jackson Fetter on the mound. Fetter's just been pretty solid here. Again, he had kind of shaky second and third innings, but otherwise he's been on point. He has retired his last 7 hitters. Next pitch, swing and a line drive right up the middle, right past Fetter. Boy, that one whizzed right past him. And that's just what the doctor ordered in that spot for the Titans. Brody Gregory, a leadoff single, and he's actually, as a matter of fact, got both base hits for Lumen in this one. Here's Benny Gaston. Tying run at first base. Now a pickoff move at first. Throw is offline. Gregory's going to move up to second base. Some of the supporters here for Lumen saying 3, but don't want to get too greedy in a spot like this. You can't be giving up base runners. And that's a bad error there for Jackson Fetter. Second error of the game on University Liggett. Advancing Brody Gregory to second base with nobody out. Tying run in scoring position. First pitch. That one called strike one. Low and in. Gaston is 0-for-1, strikeout and a hit by pitch. From the first and third innings in this one. 0-1. That one bounces in the dirt. Good block by Johnson behind home plate. One ball, one strike. I'd like to thank Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley for their support in today's coverage. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball. This one going to right center field. That one caught. Gregory tags up, but then immediately goes back to second. Hits the brakes on a nice throw back in by Van Cullen. And there's the first out. Runner on second with one out. Here's Nathan Hinckley. 1-0 University Liggett. Lumen trying to at least tie things here in the sixth inning. Jackson Fetter gets the pitch he wants in the stretch. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Would have been a bit of a jam right there as well. Now the home plate umpire goes out and delivers the ball himself to Jackson Fetter. Right now. 0-1 count for Nathan Hinckley. 0-4 in the last game, 0-2 in this game. He is due. Oh, 1. That one taken low. Good take. One ball, one strike. Strikeout and a ground out in this one. Called on strikes as well in the first inning. Pretty uncharacteristic of him. 1-1. Fastball taken high. 2-1. Count now flips in his favor with that base runner, Brody Gregory, at second base. Trying to tie this thing up. Just one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Step off and no throw to second, although that keeps Gregory honest here. Ready to go again in the stretch. Big lead for Gregory, 2-1. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to the shortstop. Hard throw across the diamond, and that pulls the first baseman off the bag, but that would have been a tough play anyways for Gray to make. Infield single for Nathan Hinckley. And this puts runners on the corners with just one out with the courtesy runner, J.J. Brown, coming in to replace Hinckley at first base. If Lumen's going to come through in this game, it's got to be in this inning right here. This is the best chance they've had. Runners on first and third with just one out, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth of the state quarterfinals. Here's Cash Kalahar at the plate. And now the catcher, Johnson, calling time. And now the coach, Jay Ritchie of Liggett, is going to come out for a mound visit right here, trying to settle down Jackson Fetter on the hill. Trying to rally the troops here. Trying to work up a game plan of how to stay in front. In a high-scoring game one for them today, 7-6 over the Ida Blue Streaks. But just one total run in this game. Of course, just a 2-1 extra innings victory for Lumen in their first game today. Mound visit ends.
Be ready, pass ball. Be ready for a pass ball.
Ready to go. Kalahar getting back in the box. Jackson Fetter on the hill. Quick glance over the left shoulder. In the stretch. And now runner Brown, uncontested, moves up to second, and none of the infielders go to even cover the bag. Wow. Easy steal there for J.J. Brown. 2 in scoring position for Lumen with one out. First pitch to Kalahar. Swing and a foul tip off to the left side. Oh, and 1 in the count. 0-2 on the game, lined out in the second, reached on an error to lead off the fourth inning. A lot of noise being made by Lumen's dugout and supporters making the trip down here to Adrian. 0-1. Off the plate, fastball. One ball, one strike here for Cash Kalahar. Here in the sixth inning, brought to you by Michigan First Credit Union. Trying to strike here, trying to at least tie things up. 1-1. That one taken low and away. Another good take for Kalahar. Jackson Fetter maybe feeling the pressure a little bit here after he's pitched very well all game. In the stretch once more. 2-1. Ooh, that one runs inside. Nearly got him. 3-1 for Cash Callahar. Big spot here for Lumen. Fetter trying to avoid, at the least, bases loaded. Callahar trying to do some damage here in the middle of Lumen's order. 3-1. Showing bunt here. Rolls along the third base line. And that's going to slice just foul. Taylor getting out of the way. Ooh. That runs the count full 3-2. Late bunt decision there by Callahar. Ball rolled along the third base line. And then just foul. Big spot right here. Biggest pitch of the game so far. 3-2. Two in scoring position. One out. Lumen trailing 1-0. Payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive. This one going to right field. It's in the glove of Narva. Now the runner coming in from third. Oh, and he is called out at the plate. What a throw by Narva. Able to cut down Brody Gregory on the sacrifice fly attempt, and it remains 1-0 in favor of University Liggett. Top of the seventh inning coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tough break for Lumen in the last half inning. Double play, taking away a chance at least tying this game. Still 1-0 for University Liggett here now in the top of the seventh inning, brought to you by Walton Insurance Group. 5-6-7 due up for University Liggett, led off by their left fielder, Ravi Hines. First pitch up and away. Ball one. Last chance for University Liggett to try to add to their lead before trying to shut things down in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0. Swinging a line drive. That one goes right to Crowley at first, and he's able to dive to first, beating Hines there to the bag for the first out. Wes Learn still on the mound in relief. Pitched the last inning. Hit a batter, but otherwise retired the other three. Kane and Taylor now. Ooh. Change up. Just missed at the top of the zone. Ball one. Taylor 0 for 2. Pop out and a line out in this one. Here's the 1-0. That one fastball misses low and away. 2-0 now for Kanan Taylor. 2-0. Ooh, runs up and in. Taylor able to dive out of the way of that one. It's ball three. More noise being made by this Knights dugout. 3-0 on its way. Fastball misses high. Four-pitch walk for Keenan Taylor. Fourth walk overall by this Lumen pitching staff. And we now got the first baseman, Landon Metzger, at the plate. And the pinch runner there at first base. It is Dominic Drusage. Metzger 0 for 2 in this game, standing in against Wes Learned. First pitch, ooh, runs in and nearly gets him. Minus a Metzger back hop out of the way, ball one. Runner on first with one out, 1-0. University Liggett lead here in the top of the seventh inning, brought to you by Walton Insurance Group. This one, line drive to left field, and that's right to the glove of Gibson Shore. Has to take maybe a step or two forward. And there's the second out. Here is Sam Van Cullen, the center fielder. Runner on first with two outs. Last chance for University Liggett to add to their lead. Line drive this time to left field, and that time it drops over Benny Gaston and in front of Gibson Shore, and it's a two-out single. First hit allowed by Learned in relief here. Two on, two out, 1-0 University Liggett lead in the top of the seventh. Here's the nine-hole hitter. It's back to Eddie Norva. Briefly switched to Mark Abdul Noor. Grounded into a double play to end the fifth inning. Meanwhile, Norva had the first plate appearance at this spot in the third inning. Struck out swinging. First pitch misses for ball one. 1-2. That one called strike one on the outside half of the plate. Advantageous there on first base. Sam Van Cullen. 1-for-2 with a walk in this one. Especially get a guy in these stages of the postseason, get a guy in the bottom half of your lineup getting on base at that late. So far they haven't been able to do anything with it, however. Got a swing and a miss. One ball, two strike now for Eddie Narva. Wes Learned trying to shut down the inning here. Swing and a grounder, hugging the third baseline, stays fair. Oh, that's a backbreaker. One run will come in to score. And then, ooh, nearly a tag out there at third. Van Cullen able to slide in safely. Huge one-run single for Eddie Narva. 2-0 lead for University Liggett here in the top of the seventh, and that brings back the top of the order with Javion Gray. Runners on the corners with two outs. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Van Cullen at third, Narva at first. Two runs, one run, two hits here in this inning. Oh, and now a pickoff caught in between first and third. Now in a pickle here. Trying to also prevent the run from scoring at home, and both runners will just dive back in safely. Gregory, a tough spot to be put in there at second base. As Eddie Narva, again, was basically picked off there. Weren't able to make the throw to first, but with that runner at third threatening to come home at any moment, can't be too aggressive trying to tag out that runner. First pitch. Called strike one at the outside half. Javion Gray 0-for-3, ground out, and a pop out in this one. Oh-1 called, strike two right down the middle, and then an uncontested steal of second base by Eddie Narva. Two in scoring position now with two outs. 2-0, University Liggett lead in the top of the seventh. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Just hanging in there. Nearly struck out, but he stays alive. Learned gets the pitch he wants. And now the batter calls time here. Taps home plate. Swing of the bat here. Ready to go. 0-2. Fastball up and away. Ball one. Learned trying to limit the damage to just that one run. And then Lumen will try to overcome a two-run deficit in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2. Fastball up and away again. 2-2. Javion Gray trying to keep the inning going at least. Trying to pass the baton to Deegan Barr, who's made it on base all three times in this one. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip behind. Still hanging in there. A couple fouls by Gray. Good plate appearance right here. In the stretch. 2-2. Swinging a pop foul out of play to the right. Still 2-2. Still fighting these off. It's ready in the box once more. Two on, two out, 2-0 University Liggett. 2-2 again. Grounder hard. This one to the shortstop. Gaston throw to first in time. And the side is retired, but University Liggett scores one on two hits in the inning. Two left on. 2-0. Lumen will try to rally in the bottom of the seventh, coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921. Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0. University Liggett over Lumen Christie, now in the bottom of the seventh inning, brought to you by Walton Insurance Group here in the state quarterfinals at Adrian College. Lumen supporters trying to rally behind their boys. Lumen trying to at least score two in this inning to try to force extras for the second straight game. 6, 7, and 8 due up. Led off by Wes Learned. Lumen at least needs to get two of these next four guys on before the top of the order returns. Need some bottom of the order magic here. Season on the line. Jackson Fetter remaining on the mound in this start. It's been the thing here for Lumen. They've been just dealing with terrific starting pitching in the form of Xavier Gibbs from Onstead in game one, and then here Jackson Fetter game two. First pitch in there for a called strike. Next one misses low on the fastball. 1-1. Next one taken for a ball. Two balls, one strike for Wes Learned. 0 for 2 in this one. Grounded out in the second. Reached on fielder's choice in the fourth. Then caught stealing. Next one taken inside. Ball three. Three and one here for Wes Learned. Trying to get on base as the leadoff hitter. 3-1. Fastball. Oh, my goodness. That was so far off the plate. Wow. All right. Count runs full. Payoff from Fetter. Swing and a pop in foul territory. Is it playable? It is. Ooh, wow. It was just at the fence. Taylor making a great effort to try to haul that one in, but he couldn't. And it's a foul for Wes Learned. Staying alive, 3-2 at the plate. Here's another payoff. Ooh, froze him up. Fastball right down the middle. Called strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Jackson Fetter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. Timmy Crowley at the plate. First pitch. Oh. Well, tie. Called strike one. Timmy Crowley 0 for 1 in this one with a walk. 1-0. That one, a tapper, goes right back. Oh, they're going to call that one a foul. It bounced in foul territory before going right towards Fetter. 0-2 the count. Crowley trying to get on base here. Base is empty, one out. Lumen trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip hanging in there. Trying to fight here. Trying to put pressure on Fetter on the hill all six innings so far. Hill runs, three hits, four strikeouts, one walk, two hit batters. Terrific stuff. Fastball taken low. What a take. With a two-strike count. It's now 1-2 to Timmy Crowley. One, two on its way. Swing and a miss. Lumen down to their last out. Five strikeouts for Jackson Fetter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House in Worrell. Have a pinch hitter here in place of Gibson Shore. It's J.J. Brown with the season in the balance. Jackson Fetter looking to punch his team's ticket to the state semifinals in a complete game performance on the mound. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. Lumen needing two out magic right here to try to rally behind 2-0. We got a shallow fly ball, and that one, a leaping catch by Deegan Barr. The second baseman ends it. And the celebration ensues for University Liggett as they advance to the state semifinals on Thursday, taking down Lumen Christie 2-0 here in the state quarterfinals. Just tough starting pitching for University Liggett. Lumen had chances, specifically in the last inning, two in scoring position with one out. Had a chance to at least tie the game on a fly ball to right field, and then doubled off at home on the attempted sacrifice fly, but then nothing doing there. In the bottom of the seventh inning, we'll go through the final line score here. University Liggett scored their two runs on three hits, committed two errors, and left five runners on base. Lumen scored 0 runs on 3 hits, committed no errors, and left 5 runners on base. Winning pitcher Jackson Fetter went all 7 innings. Allowed no runs on 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Losing pitcher is Nathan Hinckley. 5 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, and 3 walks. So, heartbreaker Lumen not able to put together a similar run in the postseason that they made last year, where they made it all the way to the state championship game but lost. This season they fall in the state quarterfinals, just shy of making it to the Final Four, but still a great job, great season by Lumen Christi to finish in the Great Eight. District champions, region champions, and they needed a lot of exciting moments in the postseason to make it happen again, winning the first game today against Onsted in a extra inning walk-off. A very, very fun game, that first one. In the second game, also fun, but unfortunately, Lumen, they had their chances, but they fall short in this one. Once again, final score 2-0. University Liggett will advance to the state semifinals, and Lumen sees their season come to an end with a record of 30-8. That'll do it for today's coverage. And for the last time of this sports season, for Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.